This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Does the president have the right to sign off on your constitutional rights? That's something you might want to ask yourself, friends, because some people out there are actually deceived in believing that he can. Guess what, friends? He can't. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, we have our Steffi. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook pages, two different, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean. Again, that would be Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. You can follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account as well, friends, and the phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Crazy stuff happening in your world again today, friends. Just to reiterate the fact that God said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets about him. Looking online again, going across the nation, headline news, deadly threat to U.S. at our front door. Photos, border militias moving across Texas. That's good news. We get the militia in the United States. By the way, militias, all males between the ages of, 17 to 44 years old, friends. So when you're hearing militia is a bad thing, no, militia works with good government to actually deal with invasion. And that's what the militia is properly doing in its scope of power and authority given unto us by our Creator and our God. And by the way, good government. So the militia's at work doing its stuff, friends. Democratic state goes ballistic against the issue of amnesty. By the way, friends, across the United States of America, hundreds of thousands of people and hundreds of cities across the nation, friends, are actually standing up against amnesty. Of course, the state-run media is not about to tell you that because they want you to lose all hope. They also want you to believe that we are divided when, in fact, friends, go down to the gas station, go down to the street corner, little shop, a little candy store, whatever the case might be, the grocery store, and talk to your neighbors, friends. See if they're saying the same thing that the state-run media is saying. Because, again, friends, the American people are under the delusion that we are divided when, in fact, friends, a good portion of us are not. The only ones that are divided against us are those that are at war with our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. So outside of that, I'd say we're doing pretty good. Outside of our moral state in America, I would say that we're doing very bad. We better get it right between us and God. And once we get that right, then we can right all the wrongs outside of that. Concerning what's going on across the country, headline news, feds to illegals come back to court in 2020. Again, friends, this administration, this criminal administration is overstepping. He's stepping out of his scope of authority. He has no power to do what he's doing today. I also wanted to base the show on today and premise the show on today, the fact that people out there, namely the conservatives, are pushing it that, well, listen, hey, if the President of the United States wants to make the Constitution of the United States and our rights that God gave us obsolete because he, with his pen, ousted them because he thought within himself that he could do just that. Well, as long as the American people are under the delusion that he can do that, guess what? He can do that. But I'm here to tell you, friends, that he does not have the authority. He does not have the power. And I want to tell you why. Because he didn't give us our rights. Therefore, if he didn't give us our rights, guess what, friends? He can't take away our rights, no matter what some corrupt conservative has to say today, friends. They don't seem to know the difference between the left and the right. And I'm talking about the difference between their left hand and their right hand. They no longer know the difference or make the distinction between what is wrong and what is right anymore. Because, friends, the bottom line is today's conservatives are yesterday's Democrats. And we're there today, so we have to stand up and do the job that they are not doing, because keep in mind, friends, we are the government. And remember what Benjamin Franklin rightly said when a woman asked, what did you give us? He said, I gave you a republic if you can keep it. So in saying all that, friends, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, deeds not words, which again was derived from none other than Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, 1 John 3:18. And
Hot to get out.
Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Again, I want to premise the show on the fact that they didn't give us our rights, therefore they cannot take away our rights. The only way that our rights are actually lost is if we give them up. We forfeit our rights. That's the only way, friends. What the government in America, the corrupt government in America is doing today is completely unconstitutional and illegal in every sense of the word, and they do not have the authority to overthrow our rights. Now, do you love your country enough to actually stand up and fight for it? Then stay tuned for, well, sonsoflibertyradio.com right after this segment. I'll get to it. But go for it, Steph. You got about 3 minutes. Fill it with words.
Well, speaking of rights, you know, our rights come from God. I seem to remember this little document called the Declaration of Independence that says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And, of course, it goes on from there. But we know that our rights come from our Maker, come from our Creator, and therefore we're to stick to that and nothing else. Now, so many times out there, it's easy with all the bad news to get discouraged. And it's easy to say, what is the hope? And we're bombarded, it seems like, on a daily basis with all the bad news. Well, we're here at the Sons of Liberty to tell you that there is hope, and the hope is found in Christ. And so for those of you who are listening today who need a little pick-me-up, a little encouragement, I want to give you a few quotes by the Prince of Preachers, Mr. Charles H. Spurgeon, who said this. Number one, he said, hope itself is like a star, not to be seen in the sunshine of prosperity, and only to be discovered in the night of adversity. We've said many times, and Bradley has said this before, that God's people shine best in the dark. A lot of times it's say, oh, we've got darkness all around us. That's true. But the Bible says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and we are God's people, and we do shine best in the dark.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Now, about perseverance, sometimes
nobody wants the darkness, but we're in it, friends, and we may as well do our job, because life is but a vapor, and we have a short time to actually prove the point, or actually, should I say, allow the Christ to prove the point if we'll submit to his glory,
that's
his
right.
purposes, and his power.
And rather than cursing the darkness, let's light a candle and show people the way to the light. And we need to make sure that we persevere in everything that's laid in front of us to do, even though it gets long and tedious at times. Remember what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, by perseverance, the snail reached the ark. And a lot of times, as Charles Spurgeon said again, the Lord's mercy often rides to the door of our heart upon the black horse
yep.
of affliction.
Yep.
And so many times we can take all the different afflictions that happen to us and say, oh my goodness.
I want that one.
You want that
yeah.
one? I'll send you that one.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of times it's we say, oh my goodness, Lord, why did you allow this to happen? And then it seems like as you go down the path, you figure out, oh boy, you really do work all things together for good that does to those that love you and to those who are called according to your purposes. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. And remember, as Winston Churchill said, love him or hate him, he said, never, never, never give up. And Theodore Roosevelt, love him or hate him again, said, when you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on. And I'll add on, hold on to Christ, for he's holding on to you.
Oh, isn't that just
lovely? Isn't that
lovely?
Nice? I could put that like in a little devotional book right
folks,
there.
Folks, 1-866-233-0747. Can the government just, well, sign away your rights? Absolutely not. We'll be right back after this break. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. Friends, real quick. Again, headline news real quick. This is where I'm premising this show today. Lawyers, no stopping Obama amnesty orders. What? Wait a second. Are those the attorneys that swear their oath to the bar? Rather than to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Hey, friends, if there's no borders, then how do we have a country? I mean, when you begin to hear reports like this, folks, this shows you exactly why Jesus Christ damned the attorneys. Their allegiance is to the establishment and to the bar, friends, not to the Constitution of the United States of America, and it sickens me to the core. Let me say this. If they didn't give you your rights, then they can't sign away your rights.
Amen.
Again, when I go to the Declaration of Independence, friends, I got to keep going back to that foundation, right? And I look upon it, and it talks about the laws of nature and of nature's God, entitle them. And then it talks about that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And when our forefathers actually assigned this documentation, and they annexed their names and fixed their names to the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence and then the Constitution, it's interesting that they were imploring the supreme judge of the world, not the government, for privileges. And folks, did we not just talk about this yesterday concerning the foundations of our government? Either you have an evolutionary view or you have a biblical view of government. And when I look at our founding documents, I can see clearly that our forefathers obeyed God and threw off a tyrant. It's real simple. It's not difficult. So when we begin to hear about how lawyers, you know, no stopping Obama concerning the amnesty orders that he might just go ahead and delegate. and authorize, as if to say the American people gave him the power to delegate in the first place anything that is contrary to the Constitution of the United States, which they have not. This is why you're seeing protests across the country. And by the way, I also want you to understand, I haven't said this in a while, but I want to say it again. He is a provocateur, friends. They are trying to create domestic insurrection. Folks, check me on this. I'm right. They are trying to create domestic insurrection. They are trying to create divide and conquer over the last 5.5 to 6 years. Have they not? And if they have, folks, and you see this clearly, the writing is on the wall, well, then you know what he's all about. You know, again, folks, going back to the conservatives, you know, them big, bold, bad ones that we see across the country. You know, they're talking about how Obama's begging to be impeached. Folks, he should have been impeached 5.5 years ago. The first week that he was in office, he should have been impeached. He should have never got to office in the first place lawfully. But here we are. Again, a biblical view of government is that the state is divinely ordained by God. The state's authority is limited. It is limited. Folks, when we're talking about the Bill of Rights, those are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people, not go ahead and do whatever you want to do. A biblical view of government is it leads to patriotism because it's based on creation, again, that we derive our rights from our Creator. A pagan view, an evolutionary view of government is this, that the state is divine. No, it is not. That state's authority is unlimited. No, it is not. Leads to state worship. Do you see this taking place today? Yes, you do. And it results in tyranny. Is that what's going on today? Friends, let me ask you the question just to prove the point. Who was the last president to actually acknowledge that the United States of America was a republic? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Most people believe that we're still a democracy in their stupidity. And when you have a pagan view of government, you have to understand it's an evolutionary view of government. We're evolving into whatever the government says. Really. Folks, here, let me put it this way. According to the Declaration of Independence, the right of the people come from God, not the government. Okay? The state. The powers of the government, which is a reflection of who we are, those that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, come from you the people, not they the government. The government is we. They are an extension of who we are. Unless you grasp the basic order of things, you'll have a hard time understanding the Constitution of the United States. Again, our rights are given unto us by our Creator, not by the state. So when we hear about lawyers saying, no stopping Obama amnesty orders, baloney. Baloney. My goodness, friends. I mean, you see the President of the United States releasing thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of illegal immigrants and the criminals that are in our correctional facilities across the United States. This president, this criminal, friends, has released them on the populace, on your brothers and on your sisters, on your cousins, on your uncles, your aunts, your grandpas and your grandmas, your friends across the boards, friends. He's released illegal criminals, illegal immigrants, and criminals they are, the ones that I'm highlighting right now. He's released them upon the populace in the United States of America. They opened the door, said, let them go. What do you think he's trying to do? And again, going back to the beginning of the show, friends, I can't say it too many times. It's not tedious for me to remind you that God promised that he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. It's also interesting to know it's these people since September 11th that are continuously inundating the American people. I'm sorry, assailing the American people saying you need to give up your rights. Did you hear what I said? You need to give up your rights. Remember what Thomas Jefferson again rightly said? Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. So when you look at politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges who would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos, just think about that, friends. Too much freedom will result in chaos. No, freedom is the right to do what the law permits. So as long as we have a lot of law-abiding citizens out there that love their freedom, we're not going to have chaos at all. We're going to have just the exact opposite. We're going to have something called order. The perfect law of liberty is found in the book of James. Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community. In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws, even if we have to give up some of our rights in the process. Folks, they believe the more laws we have, the more control and a better society. Let me ask you a question, big question mark. Who gets the control? Have you ever noticed the more immoral people become in this country, the more laws that this government in corruption, might I remind you, asks for more control over you, the people? Because after all, you can't govern yourselves. You know, you need Big Brother to be taking care of you. Is that not what's been fed over the last 60 years in this country? That monster has been fed day after day through the welfare system, illegal immigration. Folks, we can go down the line as to how they are feeding that monster. You need us, the government. Again, let me remind you of something, friends. You are the government. And every time we see government get involved, what happens? They're asking us to give up some right. They're asking us to give up something that hundreds of thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died to give us. And again, I've said this so often, friends. In America, you stand back and you act like this administration or any government official that acts out of his scope of authority, that he has a right to go ahead and step or trample on the Constitution, which was blood bought by your relatives, when in fact they do not. The small percentage of corruption that we tolerate in this country should be jailed yesterday. Give up rights for the common good? That's what these people say. Hey, and I'll tell you what, if you don't give them up, we'll just create some chaos so we can actually nab them away from you. And we'll have the criminal in the White House just go ahead and sign away the rights that you had. No, that's not how it works, friends. Now, folks, this theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our leaders think this way, as evidenced by the thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. And by the way, friends, those people that work for us, they are our representation. They work for we, the people, not they, the governments. No stopping Obama amnesty orders. Really? Hey, folks, did you know that Obama actually, he's actually the one that bought our rights for us?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that? Are you that stupid to actually believe that, America? Wake up, folks. We'll be right back after this break. 1-866-233-07.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting when you look at our forefathers again. Thomas Jefferson said, "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." And look what we see the American people tolerate.
Yeah.
He's also the guy that said, "Most bad government is grown out of too much government." Folks, I've been premising this show off the fact that government didn't give us our rights, therefore they can't sign away our rights. Because what's happening in your country is lawyers are stating no stopping Obama amnesty orders. Now, I want you to understand where this was derived from, this information. It's misinformation, friends, because it's not true. Even if President Barack Obama tests the bounds of his presidential power with the big unilateral moves he's promising on immigration, there may be no way to stop him. Really? Folks, again, you are the republic. Lawyers are debating the legality of a series of immigration-related executive actions the White House is reportedly considering, but there's broad agreement suing the president isn't likely to work. Suing the president! Let's slap his hand as he goes on a little campaign and mocks the American peoples and the laws in which so many died to give us, right? Or, I'm sorry, magnifying. And sacrificing themselves, magnifying those laws to establish our freedoms. Now, this is what I want you to hear. The court route, I don't see it, said Jan Ting, a top immigration official under President George H.W. Bush who opposes Obama's expected moves. Friends, you need to understand this is WWF at its very worst. There's no difference between the Bush administration and Obama's administration. Absolutely not a thing except the color of their skin. Both calling for the New World Order, just like George Bush's daddy, okay? Just like Obama. So you have George Bush's people in the camps, and there's no way to stop it. Wait a second. They're the ones that helped to perpetuate what's going on in this country right now. They're the ones calling for a new world order. They got to break down the borders, friends. So you have them condemning it in the North, and then you have them actually promoting it and advocating it in the South. Nothing new under the sun, friends. Here we are again. So again, this is misinformation. It's not true. Let me reiterate this. They didn't give us our rights. Therefore, they can't take away our rights. You have to forfeit your rights. You have to give up your rights. And what I was talking about right before the break is giving up rights for the common good. You got to keep in mind it just adds another control when you give up a right because you lose free choice. And control's real name is bondage. Theirs. They rule the roost. See, they fail to understand that it's the law that makes the king. And the logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. Really? Who rules the roost? Oh, I get it. Those guys up in that administration, right? Exactly. See, folks, we could chain everybody to a tree for a lack of trust. This may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy, which is the heartbeat of freedom, NSA. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of something called dignity. And so, rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs and the corruption within government. See, the opposite of control is chaos, and that's what this administration is creating, is chaos. It may look like law, may smell like law, may have the color of the law, but friends, it is not the law. So again, rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs, and we should be dealing with corruption. We should be magnifying the laws and executing the laws against their crimes rather than magnifying the crimes and the criminals themselves. We must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society, friends. And I want you to keep in mind, friends, those that serve we the people, namely what you are seeing on a 24/7 basis, is them creating necessity, emergency. I want you to keep in mind what William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed. He said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. So what's the difference? Let's go back 200 years. What's the difference between what you're seeing today? Well, I can tell you what the difference is. Our forefathers want to put up with it. To go as far as it's gone. You know, I see these posts every once in a while that our forefathers would be shooting by now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep in mind, they didn't want to shoot. They had to shoot. Remember the olive branch that they offered? That the tyrant King George didn't even bother reading. And then he started to call them our forefathers, ill-designing men. Dangerous and ill-designing men. He also called them terrorists, friends. What has your government labeled you, friends? Terrorists. History repeats itself, doesn't it? Well, you see what they dealt with. They dealt with a government that forsook God. So guess what they did? They forsook that government. And that's interesting that I would say something like that because, again, when I go back to the Constitution of the United States, we're to throw off, again, going back to what Abe Lincoln said, love them or hate them, you know, we're not to throw off the Constitution, we're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. And we see the long chain of usurpations, friends. It's nothing new. I mean, it's day after day, week after week. Sometimes it's almost hour after hour we see this taking place in our country. Why? We got Pete calling from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie.
Hi, Pete.
Here's a question. You know what I think is hilarious, though? You know, we're going to point the finger at Korea and say, you're a horrible regime. But you know what? When some people, he accused them of treason and he fed them to wild dogs. Haven't the people read Article 3, Section 3?
You want me to read it for you, Pete?
And it says that the penalty of treason against the people, we the people, is death by hanging. They've changed the wording, but... You know, when are we going to go beyond that and say, you know what, we're dead to rights, God gives us our rights, 1776, because obviously the people, the majority of the country, there's only a small percentage, really fears God by action and by fruit, and it's going to get out there and do something. And that's all it takes, you know, as you say, one with God is the majority. But, you know, when are we going to say, okay, you're obviously not going to listen to peace, you're forcing our hand. I mean, because... What more can we do?
Well, see, what we've done, my friend, is the American people have tolerated the MSNBCs of the world, that no matter what the American people do when they stand up to actually deal with crime in the government, they're called racist, they're called this, that, and the other thing, Nazis, from this administration. But the American people, through their stupidity, fail in their ignorance, fail to understand that that is nothing new under the sun when it comes to totalitarianism and tactics that the left has always used, that the socialists have always used, that criminals to the Constitution of the United States or any other government have always used to overthrow that government. So what they've done is PC.
It doesn't matter if it's the left or right. I mean, the same Zionist banks control both sides, basically. It's either your Constitution and your pro Jesus Christ or you're nothing.
Amen.
You know, they put these labels and stuff because that's one of their tactics. Order out of chaos. They marginalize things. Look at Michelle Bachmann. You're from Minnesota.
Yep.
She went against the gay people and the evil things they were doing in school. And you know what? And they marginalized her and stuff. Same thing with Sarah Palin. And you know, the name changes. That's all. You know, look at Noah. Look at Moses. Look at Isaiah. Look at Jeremiah. All those people and Jesus Christ himself. He, like you said about the lawyers. Woe to you lawyers. And remember his whole spiel he said against them?
Oh, yeah, Matthew 23.
There's a public in this country that would rather have Baal and Ashtaroth and Molech and Planned Parenthood and Obama. If that's their God, how are you going to dislodge them from that without an act of God?
Let me take it a step further. We got Section 3, Article 3, Section 3. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies. We've seen this. Giving them aid and comfort. We've already seen this. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or the confession in open court. Now, this is the kicker, Pete. That Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason. Congress is the voice of we the people, friends. But no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attained. So in other words, what's going to happen is, first, we need to look at Congress. We understand that we have compromised men as our representation. That's why they don't do anything to actually bring forth articles of impeachment against this criminal in the White House. And then secondly, what we'll do is the American people will let it go until 20 years, 30 years down the line to figure out that they've been played the dupes of designing men as well.
Well, the thing is, that wasn't what the original text said. That's a change of what it said. It said that the original text says, till death by hanging, you know?
Oh.
Washington was the kind of man that if you did war crimes, he court-martial you and kill you right there. That's what needs to happen, you know? That's called justice. The law of Moses didn't just go away. Jesus fulfilled, you know, that, and he was the shadows of the ceremonies and stuff, but that's the same basic law. You murder somebody, you deserve to die. You rape somebody or molest a kid, you deserve to die. You do treason and forsake God and forsake your own. Nobody put a gun to their head and said, you can reap the benefits, you need to do this job. Hey, nobody forced them to do that.
Well, yeah, the fact of the matter,
but they can't blame that.
Yeah, the fact
put a gun to their head and, you know.
Well, the fact of the matter is that's exactly what they're doing to you, to those that tolerate it. I don't understand. It's interesting how they play the victim when, in fact, folks, if you open your eyes and open both your ears, you'll see that they're the ones, in fact, perpetuating the crimes against we the people. So I don't know how much further we need to go back.
The prophet Nineveh said, you're going to be lit on fire, you're doing idolatry. They repented. This country, I believe, we're reprobate, you know. We've had too many warnings. We murder 4,000 babies a day. You know, the devil loves innocent blood. You think that we're going to sing, God bless America. How is he going to bless us when we're evil? We're worse than Israel was.
You know, Pete, I do have to say that, you know, it sounds like you got a little fire shut up in your bones, and it sounds like you got the preacher mode going on you. And I just want to say that with the passion that you have and the fire that you have, to use it for God's glory and to use it for action, whatever you can do in your area, in your community, to get people lit up and to say, this is what we have to do, give them the answers, which are only found in Christ, to motivate them and do the same thing. Because it sounds like you've got a lot of good things to say. It's a matter of turning that into action and having people join together with you to do something about the problems.
Thank you for the call, Pete, from California. There is no greater tyranny than that which is perpetuated under the shield of law and in the name of justice, friends, when in fact it is not law, it is injustice. Charles D. Montesquieu, be right back after this break.
At the the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. I'm a son of liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day, and this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad, tell us the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Welcome back, 1-866-233-0747. I appreciate that feedback, friends. You don't get to hear that all the time, and I get to hear it live. And, Sean, I totally appreciate that. We have been talking about hour two for, 3 years now. probably 2 years now. And it's just been, to be honest with you, we're so busy being doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, being a part of the problem that we're last week we were in Chicago, next week we're going to be in Atlanta, did a 17-state tour right before Christmas time. After that, I think we were out in California, then we were in Arizona. Folks, I mean, we're out there. We did a bunch of colleges and high schools. After that, it's just been one thing after another. And listen, I'm not complaining about it. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm just trying to do my best to make the most of my time, because I'm going to answer to a just God when I have to stand before him on that final day. And I want to make the most out of it, too. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm literally trying to become all things to all men to win them more to Christ. And by the way, I'm not the answer. Folks, we are the answer as one nation under the meek King of glory, and his name is Jesus Christ. That's how we do this, okay? So anyways, in saying that, we'll see what transpires here. Ted probably just heard that. Ted is the owner of GCN, Genesis Communication Network. So you know what? We've talked to him about it, and when that opportunity arises and it's time to go in for the kill. no pun intended.
They're talking about killing on the radio.
Yes. Oh, but you just got me going. Look at their preaching. What? Nothing but hate!
These people spread hate!
Yes, and of course we're not doing that. Interestingly enough, thank you for the phone call too, by the way, Pete from California. And it's great to hear people out there that are actually bold enough to stand up and say what needs to be said, regardless if they're being, you know, recorded by the NSA or not. Illegally, might I add. So anyways, in saying that, we do appreciate you, and we'll see what comes down the line here, my friends, and how it rolls out. And if, the opportunity arises to pick up another hour, we'll do just that. By the way, Chase, people that want to jump on the radio with us as far as affiliates across the country, how do they do that? Their neighborhoods, their communities, so on and so forth. How would you tell someone that wants the Sons of Liberty on the radio in their backyard so they can drive down the street and turn it on the radio? How would you guide them to do something like that?
Well, it's as simple as making a phone call. It's so much more effective coming from the listenership saying, I want to hear this, rather than, because obviously we're constantly reaching out saying, hey, this is a great opportunity to get the Sons of Liberty Radio on your own AM and FM bands. But having somebody in the area saying, I want to hear it, makes all the difference for these managers and program directors. So give them a call. If you know there's a talk or news station in your area, Christian or conservative, give them a call and say, hey, you got to check out the Sons of Liberty Radio. Shoot me an email or call into our office. My email is chase@sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I can give you some pointers and tips, and we can work on that together, because, like I said, we're constantly reaching out, and being able to partner with you guys out there makes all the difference in the world, especially when it comes to contacting these program groups.
One more thing real quick. How do they go live stream?
Well, when you're a son or daughter of Liberty, you get your special exclusive promo code to be able to watch it anytime. Videos on demand going back a week, or the live stream, obviously, is 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. Or if you click on the Watch Live button on the homepage of the website, you can check it out, even if you're not a son or daughter of Liberty, for a donation. Actually, you can watch one of these videos, and you get access for about 3 hours, and you can check it out. And if that's enough incentive for you to become a son or daughter of Liberty, well, then go for it. That's the way to do it.
I also want to add, too, that...
Hey, I got one question, though.
Okay.
For the rest of the show, what's your prediction? Pain, no gain.
That's exactly right. And I also want to say, too, for those of you that are speaking of affiliates, you go to our website, too, as well. We actually have an affiliates button. So if you're saying, well, listen, when I talk to my radio station, I don't know the whole jargon and, what I'm supposed to tell them. It's all there. If you say, listen, all the information that the radio, right, Chase, programmers need to know, you click on the affiliates page, and it's got all the information that the professionals
right.
at the radio station need.
It's not like you're expected to know, XDS satellite receivers,
exactly.
MP3 podcasts, all the special terminology
really?
Or whatever.
Will you tell them that when I'm talking
to
them?
You don't need to.
But the point is, you can just click on the button, and they can see it for themselves or call you.
Direct them to the link and just say, I want to hear it. That's enough. That's all you need to say, because that's more than they hear.
Exactly. And you women out there, you homeschool moms, you ladies sitting at home, gather a bunch of your gal friends.
You get
listen,
10 people calling
let's
in.
Call our radio station and say, we want
to
hear
listen
the Sons of Liberty
this.
Here
grizzly
in our
moms.
Area.
We call them grizzly moms.
That's right.
Yeah,
Mama Cubs.
If you get 10 people calling into a radio station, they will be giving me a call
that's
the next
exactly
day.
That's exactly right. Let's
sure.
see what we can do.
Okay, real quick.
I want to just mention before we go on any further, we had this great comment I just received from Bradley's To Spit Against Heaven documentary DVD that someone watched on YouTube. And this person said, thank you, Bradley, for all your hard work. We know it's a difficult task, always has been. God bless you and your team. It's always nice to hear words of encouragement from people out there who are being ministered to. And that's what we want to do, as Jesus Christ came not to be ministered unto, but to minister.
That's right. Amen.
And so for those of you that are being ministered to on a constant day-by-day basis, and you're thinking, boy, I just, this commercial we had here just at the last break, the man said, it's the highlight of my day. And for those of you that say, listen, this really is a highlight of my day. I feel like I always get fed spiritually speaking. And you want to support who we are and what we do, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button in the top right-hand corner. You'll see it there in the stars and stripes. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty and consistently on a monthly basis support what we're doing, go to become a son or daughter of Liberty, scroll down just a bit, and you'll be able to find it there. There's lots of cool incentives and things that go along with it. But the best feeling that I think you can get from it is knowing that you're doing something that's going to make a difference in this world, literally turning talk radio into do radio.
Yeah.
And one more thing I want to highlight to all of our products that we have out there. We've got T-shirts, CDs, DVDs, books, you name it, we have it. In fact, Our product of the week this week is highlighting Bradley's little testimony booklet. It's called School of Hard Knocks Pocket Booklets. They come in a set of 10 for a $5 donation, and they're perfect for evangelism and for distributing into your community, especially for young people or people who don't want to read too much. It's a good gold nugget. Kick you right in the heart and show you the way to Christ.
Kick your heart.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. It's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. Let me tell you something, friends. It's not love. Listen to me carefully. It is not love, and it is not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. It's better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It's impossible to find anyone in the Bible who has a power for God who did not have enemies and was not hated. Read John 15, John 7, 7. It's better to stand alone with the truth than be wrong with a multitude. It's better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with a lie. There's only one gospel, and Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Wow, I like that. Reminds me of George,
you like?
Yeah, it reminds me of a George Washington quote where he said, basically, surround yourself with men of good quality and character if you esteem your own reputation. He said, for 'tis better to be alone than in bad company.
And where did he get that from? Come on, Psalm 119.
Oh, yes.
Come on, David?
Yeah, of course.
You know, the man after God's own heart?
That's right.
He was a companion of all of them that feared the Lord, and they understood the presence of God was more important than anything outside of that. So good for them. I'll let you have the final word. How much time do we have, Chase? Oh, two. Are you saying peace, or are you telling me 2 minutes? Peace, brother.
I just want to say, too, as well, for all of you new...
Hit me in the sky.
For all you new listeners out there, I know we picked up a new radio station here recently, and you have maybe not visited...
Alamogordo.
Alamogordo, that's right. Was it New Mexico? Alamogordo, New Mexico, for all of you New Mexico listeners out there. Check out our website. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Going back to what I was talking about a couple minutes ago, with all of our products and things we have available, it's just a great way to say, listen, what do I do? People always ask, so what are we supposed to do? What are some reasonable steps and things I can do? Well, get involved, support those who are actually doing
something. I would say, first of all, understand the cross, understand spiritual warfare.
It's not going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy. And if you can get that far, and the reason we do that is because we love him who died for us.
Mm-hmm.
There's, folks, it's almost impossible when you see the price paid for our liberties upon the cross of Christ. The Puritans used to study the five wounds of Jesus Christ for the very purpose that they wanted to understand the resurrection of Christ, so they would always stay at the cross. Remember when Andrew, as a matter of fact, one of the martyrs, when it was his time to die, he went and kissed the crucifix.
Right.
And we've heard generals of God in the past as well, those that understood the word of God adamantly, they were consecrated wholly to God, Jeremiah 29:11-13, that they were half jealous of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. Jesus said, deny yourself and take up your cross. He said, he who loves his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. There begins your Christian walk as you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Read his word daily and trust in him with your whole heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him. In other words, just leave the results up to him. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to him.
That's right. Obey what you read. Exactly.
Yes.
A lot of times people say, well, I read it, but do you obey what you read? So there's so many good things that go along with that, but get involved. The best thing you can do is know that it's not, like you said, going to be an easy road, but the Lord promised to never leave us nor forsake us.
Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18, turning talk radio into do radio, and that's a fact. AccuJack.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy
soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.